Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I am your host, the big guy Ryback. Happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Or the Rybacklash Show, I should say, today with WWE Backlash going on in France here very, very soon. We are live on TikTok at Ryback, you guys. 40 to 60,000 views every week on TikTok alone, guys. We're live on Ryback TV over on YouTube. Thank you guys for joining. Super chats are greatly appreciated and will be brought up on the screen at some point throughout the show and answered. So thank you to all our super chatters over there on Ryback TV. We are live here on X Spaces, you guys, at Ryback. X Spaces, the People's Podcast. You guys want to call in, you've got a question, call in, guys, good or bad. We are here. Me, we got Shawnee waiting in the queue. We're going to get him on the show here shortly, guys. And we're going to rock and shell shock today for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So thank you guys all for joining us each and every week, 9 a.m. Pacific time here at the Ryback Show. This show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. For men and women, 13 different supplements, all Ryback merch, drinkware, ball caps, workout accessories, and the best supplements on the planet. Feed Me More. .com. Save 20% discount code YouTube20. And right now, guys, you get a free tub of my Pumplex City non-stimulant pre-workout. This is caffeine-free, guys. You can take this any time of the day, guys. Pre-workout pump formula non-stimulant right here. Free with all orders, guys. A $44.99 value. Yours free right here, guys, with all order and the 20% discount. Don't miss out while supplies last. Feed Me More. .com. This show is available on all podcast platforms, wherever you listen to podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Android, guys, Podbean, iHeartRadio, wherever, guys, we are available, The Ryback Show on all of them. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated, so if you've got an iPhone, click that little Ryback Show, go to the reviews, go leave a review, guys, if you like this show, share it with your friends, and thank you. All right, guys, plugs out of the way. We've got Shawnee here. We're going to get Shawnee on right away here. We're going to take your calls. So whatever platform, guys, at Ryback X Spaces, call in. The better the questions, guys, whatever you guys have to say, good or bad, you love me, you hate me, you don't care, come in at Ryback X Spaces. Shawnee.
Big guy, happy Saturday, brother.
Happy Saturday. How's everything going?
good, man. I'm gonna be talking to you while I'm driving to my niece's communion. So,
Is that a long drive or a short?
It's a long drive. Yeah, it's like an hour and a half drive. So,
That timed out perfect.
Yeah, if I have to cut off, I'll just let you know.
Let me know. I'm sure our great callers will hold it down.
Yeah, for sure.
Me just getting frustrated. Damn it.
Happy May the 4th be with you, buddy.
Yeah, I can't wait. Cinco de Mayo right around the corner here.
Yes, I love Star Wars Day. It's always a good day.
It's Star Wars. That's right.
Yeah, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
I thought you were just giving me like a happy pre-Cinco.
No.
Cinco de Mayo. I'm a Cinco de Mayo guy over here. You know.
Hey, I'm a big taco guy too, buddy. You know?
Me and the Latin women, I've got to see today who's going to be my Latina date for Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Well, we have like a date show, like a dating show, like the rules of dating with Ryback, and like we have like contestants sign up on TikTok.
I needed to come up with a YouTube series where I record, I have a videographer record dates with me just going on random dates. The big guy is searching for love or something. But it's just me going out with like just the worst types of women that you just could see from a million miles away. Like, God, this is just not going to work.
I could see that being a hit. I swear to God, I could, man.
I could too. Oh.
Like 100% it would be a hit.
Just eating chips and salsa, a guy just standing there videoing and everyone just trying to mind their own business eating. And like I get them, they're like, oh, like I just get approval from the restaurant. Look, he's just only going to film our table with all of it. I bet you that would actually probably pull pretty decent YouTube numbers.
100% it would. 100%.
Girls just like watching me go on dates with other girls. It's like, wait a second.
Oh my God, that would be freaking
look,
hysterical.
It doesn't mean it's all just for YouTube. It's all, look, yeah, I got to go out with a different girl every week. I know I told you I cared about you, but like.
Hey, if I pick you, it doesn't mean that I actually like you.
Yeah. Hey, look, when the series is over, I'm going to be making a decision, but you're standing in really, really, really good territory right now.
That would be excellent, man. But how was your week, big guy?
Good week. Got my doctor's visits. I got my heart testing coming up, so I've got like heart test all for the next month because you got to do it like in stages with everything. I had it done about 5 years ago. Where everything came back great. So, but I know I've got to cut back on my, cause like I always go by my blood work and ever since I went off of the plant-based diet, I went really steak heavy again, like eating steak every single day. And like the problem is I eat like the portions that I eat in general, I do four to five meals a day. One of those is like fruit and Greek yogurt, but it's technically five meals. And one of them is a protein shake. A plant-based protein shake at that, the ISO Hungry one. But I was eating a big steak a day. And I was also having two eggs with my egg whites. So my cholesterol is still normal, but it's high normal. And they want to get, she was like, you were way healthier on your last one. She goes, your cholesterol. And I like, so, and I was like, oh, and I was also doing those damn, the Outback for a while. I got in the habit of ordering Outback where I was ordering salmon most of the time, salmon, broccoli, and a salad. And usually get like a tomato dressing, but I was getting the damn naked kookaburra wings with it too. And those fried foods are really bad for your cholesterol. So I was like, even though it looked great, I was like, I've got it. She goes, cut the steak out to once a week. She goes, your cholesterol will be perfect again. And so I go,
That's great.
That's why it's good to go get those things. Cause then it's like, you don't go 10 years of doing the wrong thing. It's like, hey, your numbers are starting to get a little up. If you keep doing this, you might be, you know, get out of the normal range. So.
I'm petrified. Every time you go, like as a big guy, they tell you you gotta lose weight. And like the thing, like I've always been healthy my whole life. Like my numbers have all, even though I've been overweight my whole life.
Yeah,
I have always had perfect numbers, always. And because I was athletic, you know, so like even though I was bigger, I could do everything the skinny kids could do.
Yeah,
more, you know. So sometimes looks. Betray, like, you know what? But I have to tell you this, big guy, which I'm very proud of. It's been a month with no soda.
That is huge, man, because I know you love sodas.
Yep, bro. You know what I do? I get the water enhancers now, and They're like, you know, you ever heard of the water enhancers?
And yeah.
Yeah, like you put it in and it's like a flavor. Bro, there's zero calories.
Yeah. Are you doing the one, the only thing to be careful, are you doing the one with stevia or aspartame?
It's called Mio, the ones that I get.
You got to go. So go look at it because they make those same ones or it might be a different brand, but they make it with stevia. They taste just as good. Don't get the ones with aspartame or sucralose. Even though you're trading in the no calories, you're getting the artificial sweetener still, which are not good with that. You will, because they have stevia ones out with those. I'll check. I'm almost positive Mio has sucralose, which is a whole other host of like things. And a lot of those are linked to cancer in time. So just to be careful, but you're on the right. But that's like most people don't know too. They think that's like, and it is healthier in the sense of you're not getting the calories, but it's still like you're getting a whole other host of things that you over consume it too.
Yeah, right. I wanted to make sure, like I wanted to cut the calories first and then I'll slowly, because I didn't like the taste of the stevia, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to get off the soda and then, you know, do the stevia.
Try those. Those have a different taste. See if you like those other ones and see. There's different flavors on those waters where they're not like the Zevias, where but it's good. The main thing is just getting off the sodas and then go from there.
For sure, buddy. Yeah. So did you see, so I just saw before we got on here that there is Vice just released a post that they're doing a Vince McMahon episode this Tuesday at 10 PM. On their Dark Side of the Ring, Big Guy.
Oh wow!
Yep.
I wonder who they. I wonder what that's gonna be. I mean.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder who they got to get on there. You know, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. I haven't watched this season yet. Usually, I watch every episode, but I've been behind.
Yeah.
But they basically like the way that they put it was like. A bunch of people were waiting for NWA to come on TV, and then the TV came on, and Vince McMahon was there. Like, so it's like, I guess they're going to start from his very early beginnings.
Is this going to be like a one and done, or is this going to be a multiple part series?
It seems like a one and done.
Oh, wow.
Episode. Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
I don't know if they're going to bring up this stuff. I don't know that. They didn't speculate. But my guess would be that they are, right?
Yeah. We'll have to see. A woman reached out to me this week on an email. And I noticed because somebody had sent me some messages on social media that this woman, they're working on a Vince McMahon. They're going to be doing a series on him. And they'd reached out. They wanted to see if I wanted to be a part of it. And I actually replied back. I go, can you give me any details on this? And also, what are you looking pay wise? Because I do all this on my own. Like if you're asking me, I don't want to tie. Like one of the biggest things I never want to tie myself with is like when you see like the ex talents that do, if it's not well done, or you don't like have control of what they're going to use on you, they can make you look really bad as well. On it. So like I wanted to get some information on like, is this gonna be Netflix? Like I don't want to be part of a really scummy, like really like horrible, like low budget deal. Like I'm not tying my name to that. And I need to be compensated accordingly for like if you want like and I want approval, like I want to make sure like I just want that to and like she has and like, oh, we're just in the preliminary, we have nothing, we don't even know. And she's like, but I just wanted to see if you wanted to hop on a call and share your story. And no, I don't. Why do I want to waste 2 hours of my time that I'm not going to be paid for when I could talk about it on my own stuff? And like, so, but they're not even, a lot of people are BSers. Like they don't even, they have nothing in the works. They're like, we're just seeing who wants to be a part of it. And I go, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. If you get any like hard details, please share it. I'll take a look. So. But the that dark side there, I know Flair was hot. Flair was hot with the WCW thing they did, right? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. I did see that. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. It's like there's so much that's gonna come out about him. I feel like I know Netflix was doing the one big thing about him. You know, I wonder if they're ever gonna release that.
I don't know. Well, you can't. It's going to be really difficult it's going to get so much negative backlash if they put out a positive piece on him when everybody knows it, that he, it's not a positive life.
100%.
That's where I think like these companies have to be, if anything other than a, like the, like it's the evil in him using talents and abusing them and talents dying young at this horrible work schedule and manipulating people. And then we know all this recent stuff of him with NDAs and their manipulation. They've got the stuff with me with the NDAs on the social media, like this company and trying to destroy people. Like it's not going to be, it's not a good look. It's a, he's not going to be remembered fondly. He can't. I just don't see it. I don't see how, and there's so many people that just like, just by just sharing the truth, it's more and more is going to come out. There was a reason why he avoided the media for most of his life. And with all of that, and you see guys like Tony and like even Dana White, Dana's very media friendly, social media on there. The guys like Vince were hiding because they were hiding so much bad. And so, and that's where, and that's people like, well, Vince wouldn't do things that way. Well, Vince did things because he was scared and he was hiding behind a lot of things, behind NDAs and a lot of other, using high, big promotions like the Susan G. Komen and Be a Star. Like all that was just a front where they used the talent and didn't pay them to cover up his, all of it. It was all done to cover up his, to try to make it look like this is like this really, it's the talent that we're doing it. The talent, we all did it for free with it. And he, and they got the reputation that, oh, they care. They don't though with it. And that's the big difference. So.
Yeah, 100%. But
I know Flair was hot with the Vice because they did one on WCW though. And they didn't like use Flair. I that's why I'm not a fan of those places.
I see what you're saying. Oh, that's what you meant by WCW. Okay.
They did the Death of WCW one and they didn't have Flair like even interviewed or part of it. That's where they don't, I don't like that. I'm not a big fan of the Dark Side of the Ring people. Like I just,
yeah, I know that. Yeah. You said that before. Yeah. How can you do WCW without Flair? You know what I mean?
It's, he was the biggest part of it through a huge time span, but they want to get a negative narrative. All these people care about, like these people don't actually love wrestling. They're just making money off of wrestling with it. And they're not. And then, so they'll get like whatever they can. They probably don't pay people jack shit to do the show. Like, whereas when they're making money, like that's a lot of the people just want to get on TV and will go do an interview. That's the biggest mistake. A lot of wrestlers are horrible with this. They go do the things for free or for very little money and it's not worth it. And it's not in like, and it's like, but Flair, they probably would have had to pay. So why wouldn't they have Flair? Because they would have had to pay him with it.
Sure.
So, but that's why these companies, that's why I don't have any really real respect for them and what they do. And also they highlight the negative when there's all this positive and they will ignore positives just, and they will stretch the truth on the negative just so they can get more clicks and views and make more money off of people at the expense of pro wrestling and pro wrestlers. So.
1,000%, big guy.
But,
did you see that Gable Stevenson was among the releases?
I just saw that this morning on X that he was part of that. That was shocking. But, you know, the development, he's been in the system a minute now, and I don't know, he wasn't on TV. And I think, you know, obviously, I think it just goes to show you just how, what a freak of nature Kurt Angle was to
exactly
to make
just
it,
because you can wrestle like amateurly doesn't mean you can be a pro wrestler,
because it's right? Entertainment, you know? it's two different things, even though the athletic ability can transfer, which Kurt obviously was able to do that, and he did that, but you have to understand the entertainment aspect of it, and that actually is intertwined with the physical aspect. And if you can, not saying that Gable, I don't know anything about him. I don't know where he was at development wise. And I never even saw a match of his. So I can't. All I can say is if he's getting released, they probably were not happy with his development, unless it was a mutual thing where he just wasn't happy, which we'll have to wait and see what comes out. But
yeah. People are so big, the collecting community. Like, so I have a bunch of cards and toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was a huge guy. Like, his cards were going for, like, his signature cards were going for so much money in the beginning. And now they're worthless, you know? So it's like,
well, yeah,
a huge risk, you know?
Yeah. And he didn't. And we'll have to see what happens, what direction he goes with everything. And, I'm curious to see what the reasoning was, because I mean, he's still like a guy like that. Give him all the, he's still really young. Give him all the time in the world, but maybe they're looking at it like, sure, we'll see. Sure. We'll see we're not happy with his development, and maybe they might be paying him a good amount of money where they're like, hey, we can just cut him loose, save. And if he decides to continue on and he really picks it up on the Indies or, you know, where somewhere else, maybe down the line, we could revisit this. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, John just messaged me that Gable's brother is still in NXT.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe Gable wasn't happy. You never know. Like, he could have said, "Well, we'll have to see." Have you seen any of his matches? Do you have any more insight than me?
I did see a couple of his matches, and I feel like he looks like he's very athletic, but he looks like he can't, like, I don't know. He looks uncomfortable, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. Like, 100% does. That's one of the hardest aspects of pro wrestling, is actually getting comfortable going out there. And if you want to call it fake fighting or performing, whatever you want to, you got to get into a certain mindset that it's real, and you have to go into that acting mode, and like you're turning on with that switch. That I remember when they first got into wrestling, you are uncomfortable because everybody's watching you, and you have to, a lot of people can't realize, you got to eventually, you go into a place where you like, it's being a professional, and like, it clicks, and like you can turn it on at any point in time. Like, so you can be, there could be three people in there, and like, they go, you know, you have to be able to turn it on and pretend you're wrestling in front of 10,000 people with that. Yes. And those three most important people in WWE are watching you in an empty building, and you have to be in character. You can't worry. You can't even think about being silly. You can't worry about what anyone's thinking. You are just performing, and that is something that takes time, and it's something that a lot of talents can never get. It's very difficult. So
yeah,
because you can't have that uneasiness. You don't want to, like, I'm trying to, like, even like Ronda Rousey, like when the beginning, when she first, like, she got way more comfortable as she was out there compared to her early stuff, and like as she started getting it, even then, she still didn't have the time period that a normal talent would have in developmental. So even by the end of her career, she's still really new to the business on that. Whereas like, if she didn't continue to do it for 5-10 years, she, like, you get more and more comfortable. But like, she was able to make the transition enough and turn it on and that, and like, but it's not easy. It's not easy for a lot of people.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad for Ronda because she was thrown in so quickly. But, you know, the thing is, Logan was thrown in. Like, Logan is a freak of nature to me, man. Like,
but I think he even is uncomfortable in pro wrestling.
Yeah, but you could see that, big guy, because I wouldn't be able to see that from my point of view.
Yeah, I can see it. I think he's done great still. I think, though, he is uncomfortable out there compared to other people that have been doing it. He's still learning. I think he's picking it up very quickly, though, with it, and he's gonna keep getting better. It's just like you can just tell, because he's out of his element of what he's done, but he's grasping it and he's learning it really quickly. So he's just gonna continue to get better and better, and he has with it. But like, anybody that's in the business can say, oh, he looks a little uncomfortable at times, or he has been uncomfortable at times.
Got it.
But he's done great though.
As a wrestler, what do you look at? When you look at it, like, let's say you hear good things about somebody and then you're watching their first match, what are the things that you would look at to see if they're competent?
Just essentially being able to turn it on out there and play the part and not break and not shut down. Because a lot of wrestlers too, when they're learning, they like sometimes will shut down early. If they make a mistake, they don't know how to keep going. And they then expose the business. That's something that takes, you're looking for that in people that just keep going despite what they mess up. You're looking for people, obviously, they're how good they are in the ring and how fluent they are, their athletic ability, and not flips and stuff like that, but just their movement patterns, how they look, how real, do they make it look real or do they make it look phony? Little things like that. That's oftentimes like WWE, and we were all by the ring whenever they were scouting talent with like William Regal, or when all the agents were out there, they're looking for believability with that. They're not looking. That's why a lot of people that would do the high spot, they're like, don't do any high spots. We don't care about that. Like, we want to see how good you do the basics, how realistic you are locking up. Do you look like you, because if you don't lock up good, you lose people right away. Like with that, can you lock up and look like a man locking up, or look like you're in a real physical confrontation? And these are things that we're taught over and over. Like, I'm talking hundreds and thousands of repetitions of boom, lock up, break, boom, lock up, break. some of this stuff is neglected. Like, people on the indies don't do WWE, though. You're taught the right way from the ground level of like how to get people hooked into your match right away. From the moment you walk out of that curtain, you have to look, you have to have a confidence in yourself that you are a megastar, or you are a star, and you, that all eyes are on you, and that you're able to go out there and perform and do your best, and to make people believe that they're not watching a fake fight. That is, but the people that are good at that make the most money for the most part. So, but yeah, there's other, everybody's looking for different things. William Regal always was looking at footwork to see if people had good footwork, if they had two left feet, because if they do, there's a really good chance that they're going to have a difficult time making it if they just lack the athletic ability to perform basic functions in the ring and things like that. And then obviously promos and things, but that stuff can be worked on with that. So they're looking for people with a good attitude that go in there, that are hungry, that want to prove themselves.
Like, to be coachable.
Yeah, to be coachable. And with that, to see how they behave around other people, how that, are they going to fit into the locker room? They're looking at a lot of different things with that. Like, so if you're coming in and you have nothing and you've made them no money, but you have the ego of somebody that's been there for 20 years that, and you want to try, like, and it's like, yeah, you're probably not going to last long because they're just like, this is going to be a problem. So.
Yeah. There's two other cuts that were, well, not cuts. One was, so apparently Seth Rollins has re-signed. I saw an article about it. I don't know if it's 100% true, but I saw somewhere that he has re-signed. And also Ethan Page has been taken off the AEW roster page, and he is no longer with them as pronounced, which is huge. Like, Ethan Page to me is, number one, he's huge in the collector community.
You told me that, yeah.
He has a huge following on YouTube. Like, he showed his weight loss journey during COVID, and he gained like hundreds of thousands of subscribers that love to watch him, and they never capitalized on him, and I just don't know why, you know?
That could be definitely, and social media for AEW is a big thing. We'll talk about the WWE signings here in a second. But like with that, like, and that's been the big thing with a lot of talents is I've talked about this is, you know, if you look at WWE when they debut, like, okay, let's just, cause I could use me but you could use anybody. But like when they debut a new star, right? They debut me. What happened? I'm on TV every single week. I'm featured every single week, right? With that. And it takes time. It takes weeks and months, and it could take years of being on TV consistently to really start getting over with it. And I remember when I came on, I remember Arn Anderson and other producers with that, they go, just so you know, and they're like, they go, it takes people sometimes a year or two of like what you're getting in like a few months as far as how the reactions are coming. They're like, they would just say, this is a very positive thing. Like with that. And like, it takes time though. Like, and the company knows that, like, they know that it could take up to a year or two to really start getting reactions with a person of being consistently on TV, but they know that you have to be on TV consistently. That was the one thing with AEW, and we've talked about it, and I think they've gotten better with certain people, but like they have so many people, right? That then there's a lot of people in groups, and there's people that will be on TV a week or two, then they're off of TV for a month. And Ethan kind of fell into that category of he was not on TV every single week, and there was no clear identity of who he was as a character. And that's something that with that what you're talking about with the social media, that's the kind of stuff that you need to incorporate as far as getting people to become aware of if it ties into his character or who he is as an individual. And that is something that WWE are masters at, as adding layers onto the characters over time. And the talents are aware of it because we're taught that throughout the developmental system of who are you. When we go, like, I could tell you when I went in developmental, when I was Skip Sheffield and I had to go to Stanford, and we had to go meet with Stephanie, and I met with Stephanie McMahon and different people. And they were like, they go, who are you? And they, and then like that conversation, that question comes up with so many people, and they force you to think about who you are, because there's nothing worse than when like somebody that is at the top of the company that like, and they go to you, who are you? And you're just looking at them with a deer in headlights. If you don't know who you are and you can't explain that to people, like, how can other fans, how are they going to know who you are? If you don't know who you are, how can you go out there? What are you selling? You don't even know what you're selling. You don't have an identity. And so this is some
no identity.
Yes. And this is, that's the biggest thing. Yeah. But that's the biggest thing in with AEW. And I'm saying this positively and for talents and the company, and they know this and they're getting better, is who are you? Who is your identity as an individual or as a group, as an individual in a group? Who are you? And then you're selling that 24/7 to people in the business. And that's something, if you're not on TV week in and week out, it's very difficult. You look at like a guy like Wardlow when he had his biggest success in AEW, what were they doing? He was featured every single week on TV and he got insanely over. 100%. And then they dropped the ball on it in the sense of, and we don't know the details of, I know he had things happen with his father. There were injuries. We could say there things happened, but that momentum was lost to a degree. With it, and it's happened with other people as well. And the number one common denominator is not being on TV every week, or at least most weeks. That is the key. And I think Ethan kind of fell into that, and it's tough. And that's why I just hope that, because in WWE understands that, where like you have to be on TV weekly unless you're a huge name already. Sean, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I agree completely with what you said.
Do you say our wrestling informant Mike was wrong on Drew McIntyre there pretty bad.
He has his sources, though.
That's what I was. Mike, Seth Rollins is re-signed with WWE. Drew McIntyre has re-signed with WWE. But that's and all that. But that, I mean, Mike wasn't wrong. But he had that. And then they say like there was never any thought about leaving or anything. And so I'm curious to see. But the good thing is like Drew supposedly is a very lucrative contract. And that's the good thing about AEW existing, is if they didn't, and that's what I put on my last week on the clip on AEW, we want them to succeed. If they don't exist right now and they're not doing what they're doing and providing place where people are making great money with that, WWE is in no way, shape, or form changing their pay policy. Guys would be making as little as ever still with all of that. Drew would have been resigning for $250,000, $300,000, not $3 million or whatever it was per year. So that's where
imagine that, bro. Like, that's insane.
But that's the difference. This is where because this is what happens when you have a place and they're doing it, even though they're not perfect, they're allowing a place for people to come and perfect and do their trade for a very, very good salary. And they're not like, and Tony's not, you know, whoring people out on the road 4 or 5 days a week under that Vince schedule that is no good for humans, which we know that based off of all the wrestlers that have died young and have problems with it, right? So it's like, that's why I always say, like, everybody should be rooting for them. And it's like, even all the people, and you know, I love, you know, Russo and Bischoff and these guys. And I know Bischoff probably is a personal thing because he went there and something happened clearly. Like, I understand. But like, it's like we want them, if you love wrestling, you want them to succeed. And I feel, I wish people would put a more positive, because like the guy treats wrestlers better than Vince with it. Like, we should be rooting for him to continue to learn and improve and get the right people around him, which they're continuing to do. And like, because if they're not here, like a lot of these guys aren't having jobs. And like, we've seen throughout the history of wrestling how that goes and how WWE won't change if they don't have to. With it now, Vince is gone and Hunter, maybe things are a little different, but they're still a big corporation and there's a lot of things they haven't on still, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, so Big Guy, Backlash is in like 30 minutes, and I believe it's in France, and they have been showing these QR codes that link to these creepy videos. And everybody is thinking that Bo Dallas will come out and that it's going to be a whole faction. Maybe they showed a woman, one of the QR codes showed a woman in a wedding dress all bloodied. So they think that maybe Alexa Bliss is going to be involved as well.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens today, you know, and to see if he comes out, if Bo comes out at all.
That is, I'm pulling for him, man. I am pulling for him. And because there was a rumor, there's supposedly Eric Rowan has been re-signed. Big Red has been.
I saw that.
Yeah, and so that tells me that this probably, I would say that in the fact that that's coming out, there's probably a really good chance, hopefully, that that happens. And I just hope, I think it's going to be very emotional, whatever the segment is. But I just hope, because he's going to have, and I say this because I love the guy, and we came up in developmental, and I just talked to Joe Henning, Curtis Axel the other day a little. We're going to hop on a call here shortly and catch up a little bit. But Bo came up, and I'm like, you know, that gimmick and that character, Bray and Bo were, that, as far as how I knew him, and just in our interactions, they were as alike as they were. They were a little different, you know, whereas Bray was into the creepy stuff a little more, where Bo, I never really got that side of him. So I'm hoping, you know, and obviously with Bray passing away, that can really cut, like, light a fire under somebody's ass, or like, like him wanting to keep his brother's memory alive. I just hope he goes all in with it. And because I think they're going to get with it, but the bar is set really high, if that makes sense. And this is a new thing for him, and he has but he's going to have an opportunity for
It absolutely does.
He has the opportunity now to get the ball and to run with it. And I hope WWE gives him a fair chance to run with it over a good period of time, because I believe he is more than capable of succeeding. I do think that, with that said, he has his work cut out for him with this, and with how high the bar was set with Bray and how over Bray was, and Bo never having those same opportunities on the main roster. Bo was the more successful, though, in developmental. Bo was the NXT champion. Bray never was. Bo was a more established. Bo was looked at higher in developmental, just to put this in perspective of people. But we often see this, how you do in developmental doesn't always translate onto the main roster. Bray was the more successful by a long shot, by a landslide on the main roster, not because of anything Bo did or didn't do, but just he had certain opportunities and he ran with it and his character resonated. Bo hit it out of the park with the Bo leaving, the Bo Dallas thing. But that was not a main event character in WWE. They were never going to let that be. And then they took him away from that, and he never was able to really get his footing, even though he was used. He was on live events. He was part of different things. He outcast. But those guys were kind of looked at as kind of like a lower faction in as far as on the totem pole in WWE. So now I think he's going to be coming in, and he's going to have pressure on him. He's been gone off of WWE TV for a long time as far as really being on there, outside of the little stuff with Bray. And Bray's not there anymore with it, and so now everything falls on his shoulders. And like, I'm personally pulling for him, and I hope fans are really behind him and give him a fair opportunity and don't judge him too harshly. Give him an opportunity to come into his own, and let's see how this plays out over the coming months.
Yeah, I think about this all the time with Eric Rowan. The guy lost two of his best friends within 3 years.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, how absolutely brutal is that? And
crazy.
I saw him in person once at an indie show. He is an absolute monster. I couldn't believe how tall he was.
He's huge. He's huge. He's and
he's huge.
I had to wrestle him. Me and him had a good little streak of wrestling singles matches when I was babyface, and he was a heel, and they had him doing some singles. We always worked really well together. He's well liked. Everybody likes him. He's very, very quiet, very nice. That can oftentimes hurt you in the business as well. Is like, you could sometimes be too giving. I think he would fall into that category of sometimes being too giving. I don't think anyone would disagree with me in the business, and that's not a bad thing, but it can be a bad thing if you want to get more over. You have to sometimes be a little more selfish, and you have to know when an opportunity, and I was taught this, you have to know when it's for you and when it's not for you. And there's sometimes where you got to be really greedy when it is for you about going out there and getting over. And I think he's learned the hard way on that. And but he is a team player, and he will fit in wherever he is allowed to fit in WWE. So if they want him to be better, he can be better. He's fully capable of doing that if he takes on a bigger role. But if they need him just to play a part where it's the main, he's just part of a group and not the main focus, he's already proven he can be successful at that. So he's not going to be he's going to fit in no matter what with all of it. But he's a hell of a talent. He can go. People that he's very good with his body. He's very flexible too. Like, I remember walking into a gym on a UK tour, and he was in there stretching, and he was doing I don't know if he was doing the full splits or something, like where I just saw this giant ass, and this guy, he has a big ass. That's what we always make fun of. He's very bottom heavy. And I'm like, that's a large human doing a very flexible maneuver over there. And it was like rowing, like going through all his stretch. I'm like, man, you're flexible. And like,
Rowan has a dumper. He has a dumper on him.
But he's very bottom heavy. Like everybody, we always laughed. But he's really good. I was able to always stalling vertical him for 30 seconds because he's so good at just getting his weight and holding his weight. Where it makes you look he's hard. I have to be strong as hell to do it and hold him there. But if he's not good with his weight, I can't hold him up there for 30 seconds. He's so good with his weight that he could.
Then it's just dead weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dead weight if he doesn't balance.
He can get his legs vertical. He has great control over that huge body, man. So he can go. And so I'm happy to see him get another opportunity and to see how this all comes together. And Bo, man, we're rooting for you, brother. He deserves it, and he's been through hell. They all have, man. They've all been through hell with all of it, losing Brody, Bray, man. Like, the two of your, travel buddies and best friends and people that, man, just one death is enough. Two in, a short period of time. That's, it's hard to even fathom.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Yeah, I agree, big guy. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have anything else? That's all I had on my notes or whatever.
No, brother. No, that's good. Do you want to stay on, or do you want to let me let you drive and I can take some calls here? It's up to you.
It's up to you, bro. I'm down to stay on.
You want to stay on for a call or two? If you got to go, let me know. We'll take a few calls here over on X.
All right. Yeah, do whatever. Can you hear the background or no, big guy?
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad at all. Yeah, it's very mild.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not intrusive on the show.
No, not at all. Not this one. If it was louder, I would probably say, yeah, let's. We could hop off, but it's not bad at all.
All right, awesome. I have my headset on, so usually it blocks out.
It does. It's good, yeah. It definitely is. The Jake over on the Ryback TV on YouTube, guys, with a super chat. Meat Dog says, what's up? Happy Saturday.
Oh, Meat Dog.
Happy Saturday, Meat Dog. By the way, we're going to take calls here, guys. X Space is at Ryback to call in. I was told RVD did his show on X Spaces, Shawnee. And so Rob has 1 million followers. I've got 1.35 million. Rob had over 700 people on his live spaces on that.
You gotta be kidding.
I said what I was just in. So I've set another thing. I opened another case with X because my posts are now even getting, I'm like getting 1,000 or 2,000 impressions on almost all my stuff. But the X spaces is just like, it is beyond noticeable that this is not getting pushed out. And they're not, because even people that hated me would come in to try to like that. You know what I mean? It's just not getting seen with it. And like,
yeah, it's true.
And it's so frustrating on that because the numbers are there on other things. And I'm like, the one thing we need the numbers to be higher on is on X. And I'm hoping, and like, I don't understand why. Just look at it logistically, 1.35 million people with it. And but if they're only pushing it out to 1,000 people on there, you know, despite whatever the engagement is, that you're not going to get, that needs to be pushed out. If it's getting pushed out to 100,000 people, impressions, we're going to get people that come in. Oh, Ryback's doing his show live. I want it like it's so it's very noticeable when things like that. And I see Rob, I'm like, similar following. We have 350,000 more. So I was like, man, never once. It's like we're talking single digits in here. So
yeah, no, I know it's very strange, and it's just there's no argument with, like, nobody can tell me different that somebody is something is going on behind the scenes that's stopping the show from getting out.
You're being seen, yeah, 100% is. And like, it's like, what, how is this still at like Elon? I'm like, I just don't understand. It's not like, and people don't understand it. Like, people go, you're not, the big argument people will say is you're not relevant. I am relevant on social media and with my following. Social media is your following of what you build up on that. And I've proven that already without being on TV. I can get massive views. So it's like, wait a second. Why isn't this translating here? It's like, oh, because we're not being pushed out. So hopefully, though, we're going to keep fighting. Nothing we can do, but...
Funny, you know what's funny? The reason why I know, why I'm so sure of it that something is wrong, because whenever you go trending, and I remember you telling me that, like, people have to find you in order, because they don't get notified.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. Because when you were trending with the Vince stuff, we had... like, we had so many people in here at that one after that one day, and they came and found you, but it's, they're not being alerted.
No,
the show's going
live. And it's not my own followers, which is where the love comes in. It's people that don't like, yes. It's people that don't like me either seeing something and then they're reacting to it, or like, it's not coming through my own people that choose to follow me and then are seeing, hey, Ryback's live, I want to come see what's up with him. You're not going to always get everybody. But it's very apparent, and just Rob, you could just, that's why I wanted to just share that. Very similar following with it in 700 people to 8 or 7 in a live, which is, you're just like, wait a second. And then I bet if you go look at the impressions of his show, you'll see probably 6-digit impressions compared to only 2,000 on here. When you go, wait a second, why is that only getting 2,000 impressions? And it's because the account's being suppressed. Why is it being suppressed still with this? And it's like, you tell me. So,
and one of the good things that happened this week was that this female wrestling fan on X named Miley, she tweeted out a clip of the podcast, and she said, "Can we? It's about time we cancel Jim Cornette, uncancel Ryback."
Yeah, no, it's no, but that's again. But I've nothing changed with what I've done. I'm the same person of everything I've done. Whether it's just a matter of being seen, not seen. If you're not seen by your followers and you get love with it, but like I will say, time does, like those guys have always been horrible of what they, of the negativity and the hate that they push out. And I think time has done me well of telling the truth, that like where people are like, wait a second, he's told the truth on these things, on this, and when they're getting confirmation from other things, but. We'll see.
I saw so many comments that were actually positive, like, hey, like, you know, like now all the truth is coming out. We, you know, we see that Ryback was telling the truth, and all, you're going to have those people that are just, you know, idiots and that are, you know, punk fans. But like,
yeah,
a lot of people were saying a lot of positive stuff, which I like to see, because
definitely, yeah,
like you get a lot of unwarranted hate and people don't even know you.
You know, well, it's also happening because I'm being suppressed to my following. So the love is not even being allowed to being allowed to happen. And so then people just see that, it's like the people searching for me see that don't like, and people just see that. And this is part of all WWE's plan on suppressing my social media, because they're big on the perception as reality. And I just got to keep fighting and hopefully get this figured out where we start getting pushed out. Like even those things, the post on me on the clips, that the clips are, that are getting some love, they're not coming from me initially. It's coming from other people sharing it and then people finding my account and coming over with it. It's still not coming organically from my page. Like people that post clips of me that I do will get hundreds of thousands of views on X on different things I've seen. If I post it, I'll get 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And that's
like insane.
Yeah.
That's
and this insane. Is where, and this is again, it people, I know what I'm dealing with all of it. It's so we'll have to you just kind of keep fighting. And then the truth always wins. And eventually, like you guys can clearly see it now though, like where, whether you want to think I'm crazy or not, you could see something doesn't add up. It's just something sure. does not add sure. up. Whether you want to blame WWE or not, I do because I know the NDAs they wanted me to sign with it, but. It
yeah,
is.
Why are you so good on TikTok and not, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it wouldn't be that way. Like, you're not just big on one platform no. and not known on the other.
How do I make $20,000 to $30,000 a month live on TikTok? And
that's
again,
what I'm saying.
And like, it's how you tell me, how did I start off on YouTube making massive amounts of money, getting millions of views and hundreds of thousands of views? And then they cut me off. And then it all was part of WWE's plan on pushing out fake lies on that to get people to turn on me, suppressing me, to take away my credibility by speaking the truth, which has still helped me in the long run of people discovering that I've been telling the truth with all of it. And the other thing was to try to dry me out, to cause me to limit my success, to try to hurt me financially so that I would drop the Ryback trademark and they would win. That failed. I continued to make money and find ways to make money around it. And I beat them in court with it. And now I continue to succeed, but they're still holding on to trying to, they want to make my life as difficult as possible with all of yeah. this. And then when they reached out, and again, people, they reached out to me to settle twice under Vince and Hunter during the trademark with that, which I won, by the way. They reached out to repair the relationship and settle, and I didn't with it because I wasn't going to agree to their BS things if they didn't agree to talk about certain things that needed to be discussed with it, because I'm not a little mark for the business and I'm out with the shoulder. I can't go back anyways. So I have no interest in that. And but this is a company would not reach out to settle to repair the relationship if I was the problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If I was the one that everyone like this bad guy, they know what they're doing to me to try to get me to break, and it hasn't worked with it. And time is going to be on my side, I promise you. So that's it.
I agree.
Completely. All right. Let's see what we got here. Weston. Let's bring on Weston, our first caller today.
Hey, Weston.
Weston, welcome to the Ryback Show.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How's it going?
Doing good, man. Just about to watch this Backlash. Kind of predictable. Only 5 matches, which I don't like anymore.
Hold on, Weston. Why the negativity, right? Can't we? Let's redo the whole conversation.
All right.
I want you to come up with 3 things you're excited about to watch. Hey, Weston, welcome to the Ryback Show. What's going on?
Hey, Weston. Yeah, I'm really excited for this WWE event. I had to wake up this morning, had a breakfast burrito.
There we go.
This morning.
Brother, bad. Yeah, the Backlash. We'll have to see what happens. I know there's only 5 matches, but I bet hopefully there are 5 great matches, right? And they've got some good surprises.
Weston, what are the matches? Can you tell us?
The Jay Cargo and Bianca versus the Kabuki Warriors. I have Jay Cargo winning the title for that one.
Okay.
They have AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes. Of course, Cody's going to win that. They have the new Bloodline versus Randy Orton. And
oh, that's Owens. Right. They were saying that they signed that Fatu. What's his name again?
Yeah, he's from New Japan. The senior guy, though.
Yeah, they think that they might bring him out today, too, right?
That's why there's probably, and I know Cena's there, there's probably going to be some prizes, the Bo Dallas. There's going to be other segments that are going to be, they're very good. Even if they have a lower amount of matches, there's going to be other segments in there that pay-per-view. Yes. These are the kind of shows that can end up really like being great pay-per-views with it. Because the talent are going to have time to go out there and perform and tell good stories. And if they go out and deliver, this can end up being, and the crowd was hot yesterday at SmackDown. This could end up being,
God.
I know Weston, you know, you like said, like, of course, Cody's going to win. But like, of course, I mean, that's hopefully the goal. I mean, you never know, but like, it's, that doesn't mean it's going to be boring. You never know what story or what's going to happen. If there's going to be another layer added to the story, right? on that. So we'll have to. That's why I just think if you go in with a positive outlook, mindset is very big. It's not to say that it always is going to work, but I think there will be some really good things from it today.
Yeah. Then you're talking about that whole X thing right now with the impressions. This is like my new account, and I posted a thing yesterday. I guess Cora Jade was doing some beef with Sky Blue, so I posted a thing yesterday about it, saying like I prefer Sky Blue better. With like a little, they did a little triangle thing on the side.
Uh-huh.
And I got like 40,000 views, 50 reposts, 4 quotes, and 700 likes.
That's incredible. But that's great. You should get that. But if you look at my account, you wonder like, how does this guy with this huge following not get this stuff? Or we only get 1,000 impressions for this show. I'm like, it's just odd.
I'm only following 800 people, and I just did it.
But that's good. I'll never take people's. You should have that. It's just weird that I don't know. I don't know what else to say other than like, if RVD has got 1 million followers and has over 700 people and goes on X, anybody else I've seen go on X, people that have 15,000 people, they have hundreds of people in their account. And I go, how do I have so little yet I've all following everywhere else and I do well on other platforms? I can't put it together.
Then I have one more question. Can you still go in the ring or wrestle or do like 5 minutes or?
I would like to certainly hope so. I'm still in cardio shape. My cardio conditioning I do is more than I did when I was even wrestling. So from that, I would say yes. I've been out of the ring since 2018, but I'm very confident that the transition, if I can get cleared for my shoulder, I am very confident with what I can do and that I will not. With a proper, comeback training, I will be more than fine in a matter of weeks. So,
yeah, because I'd like to see you. I don't know if Tony Khan called you or anything, but I'd like to see you and Will Hobbs or you do like what RVD does, go in like a couple times a month.
We'll have to see, again, that I haven't, and I'm very pro AEW, and I have been because they're good for the business with everything. And they reached out when Cody was there in 2019. I've talked about that openly. About coming in, and I told him I can't do anything. And then they wanted me to come in, and we said about Cody even mentioned, he goes, just come in and do like a sting type, like a spot to look really good. And I just said, I don't want to be seen because I'm not, that was when I was really bad. And even though I was in good shape still, there's no point in coming back. I can't come back and do anything long term. But now we're getting closer and closer. I continue to get my health, but it's not even. I gotta know that I'm gonna be okay, and then we'll see what happens. I'll have an agent, and we'll see if anything could be done. But I have
see you back in the ring with Will Hobbs.
I would, stories are the biggest thing to me, and I definitely think there'll be an opportunity if I can get my shoulder and get cleared and owning everything that good business can be done. But we'll have to see. It's not, I'm not even there yet, so.
Okay. Then one more thing. How come WWE is producing these 2 minute, 3 minute matches that we see every week?
Are you talking about the WWE speed?
No, just a regular. I look at Raw and SmackDown on cage match ratings, and they're producing 2 or 3 minute matches already. I just don't get why.
Well, you got to understand, you have a TV. You got a roster full of people, and you have a TV show. And we were just talking about the importance of being on TV every week, right? I was just talking about it earlier in the show with Shawnee, and that's one of the things AEW. It's hard. You need talents to be on TV in some capacity every week to get people over, or at least most of the time. And they have a roster, and they've got people, and they've got people. They're running live events still, and they've got merchandise. So TV exposure is a very powerful thing. You're better. You in that programming, you're going to have a wide array of matchups. You're going to have some longer matchups, some intermediary matchups that aren't as long. The 8 to 10 minutes. 10 to 12 minutes, and then you're going to have the occasional 12 to 15, 15 to 20, and then you're going to have your 2 to 3 minute matches or one segment that, because you got entrance time in there. Every segment, they for TV, producing TV is very difficult. And these people, they've got the different 15-minute chunks of time or however long it is between commercials that you've got to balance. It's a fine balancing act of that, getting your things on, that you need to be highlighting of the announcers promoting things. There is so much that goes into writing a good TV show on that, that it's more important to get a talent on TV for 2 to 3 minutes and in a quick match So they get that exposure to keep them in people's eyes rather than just hold them off, where AEW, it sometimes just has long matches, right? And then people are left off TV, and it has its negatives to that, not having people on TV every week.
Yeah, because I saw that AEW's, the Swerve match, was 21 minutes, and SmackDown, was all their wrestling was 20 minutes total. And AEW produces longer matches, beats out SmackDown with.
Yeah, Shawnee, that the background, Shawnee, has gotten increasingly louder.
I'll let you go. I don't want to ruin
this. No, it's all right, buddy. Now, thank you very much for your time again on here today. And drive safe, man. And have a good time with everybody.
Have a great show, guys.
All right, Shawnee. Take care, buddy.
Later.
Big sausage out, guys. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I don't want the background noise on the audio with it. But that's why the Western they do that. It's not. Does that make a little bit more sense to you?
Yeah, for me. Yeah, I understand. But I like watching wrestling on my TV, and it's just kind of shocking when a Swerve match is longer than SmackDown matches combined with time.
Yeah, but I mean, but again, though, if they don't like, if they do that with everybody with the same time, then what happens? It's a repetitive thing. And then people get left off the show with it. Yeah. So even though, and then like what they try to do though, is they try to balance it where then like if somebody's in a short match 1 week, maybe the next week they're in an 8 to 10 minute or like they're in a back. And so, you're dealing with a roster of a lot of people that they're invested in a large group of, so they're trying to just make sure people are seen weekly and everybody's like, cause merchandise, if you're not seen and you go weeks without being seen, your merchandise can dip. Because people aren't, and so that's kind of why, and there's probably a little more to it even than that, but that's from my best understanding and being a part of it of why that happens.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. You have a good one.
Yeah, I just also want to say that Mercedes is awesome. I like how she reaches out to her fans each day.
Yeah, no, a lot of the talents, man, are all great. Most pro wrestlers are good human beings, so.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. So.
Thank you, Weston. You have a good one, man.
Wait.
All right. Thank you, Weston. We're going to take some good calls today, guys, with Shawnee off. So if you guys want to call in at Ryback on X Spaces, we probably have about 30 minutes of taking calls if you guys are there. If you guys want X Spaces at Ryback, join me live. We've got a super chat here from Curtis Citric says, why did you switch from singlets to trunks? And again, we've talked about that on here multiple times, but that was a Vince thing, and I didn't do it initially, and went and had a long conversation and then stayed in the singlet because I always looked at it as a superhero outfit, and with all the merch they did, the action figures, and the canvas that I had, enjoyed doing the cool designs with all of that. But Vince wanted my body to be seen more because it was actually stemmed from a segment where I ran into the ring and saved Dolph Ziggler, and I was just wearing athletic pants and I had no shirt on. And Vince was just, I guess, went like, yeah, I guess Vince didn't realize that I've always been jacked and really lean. Like always, like nothing has ever changed. Always very consistent. And I guess but he wanted me to go to trunks. And then, so I got talked him out of it at the time. And then before I left, I knew I was pretty much leaving. I switched to trunks on my own without telling anybody, and just to piss him off. It was I did it very openly just to piss him off, and like to kind of play games because they were playing games with everything. And I had the multi-million-dollar contract sitting, and I wasn't signing it, and so I was just kind of just literally doing whatever I wanted before I left. And then him like saying, "You can't just do whatever you want," and I just like, "Well, this is what you're losing," and just telling him that nonchalantly, and then walking away. Like I didn't care. Because they were so bad to me for so long on so many things. So, and I've done so much for them and gave them everything. And it just to be stabbed in the back multiple times and from the legal stuff. And I was done. And I was just letting them know that I was done. And that was it. It was that simple. I'll never wear them. I'll be a singlet guy for the rest of my career, whatever I do. All right, guys. Let's see. Bring on another caller here. Bring on Jeff, the wrestling fan. Share out the live, guys, on X. Let's try to get some more people on X Spaces here. Jeff, how's it going, Jeff? Welcome to the Ryback Show.
Hello, Ryback. It's my first time. I was I had some questions. I haven't really ever been in the podcast, so, or the show, so I don't know if these questions were asked. What's your opinion on them putting the title on Cody Rhodes?
I like it. I me and Cody lived together when I was younger, and we came up together in developmental at various points, and we used to travel together a little bit early on in my time in WWE. Me, him, and Daniel Bryan, and Cesaro for a little bit too. And if there's anybody that has earned it, it is him, as far as the work that he's put in and to try to reinvent himself. And you know, nobody's perfect with all of that, but I know he's a good guy. He's a good human being. And he works really hard, and I'm happy to see him get the opportunity, and I think he's going to make the most of it.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of people hate on him because they just don't like how he does it, and they don't like how Roman lost the title. But I feel like not many people have given him the chance to show what he can prove. So I'm hoping.
Well, Jeff, you got it. A lot of, he has a massive fan base, though. He is very popular. His merch sales are good with that. Anybody in that position, their merch sales are going to be, they're going to be good probably no matter what. But he did record numbers at WrestleMania, supposedly. So he does have people supporting him. This is just all part of life, Jeff, that no matter what we do in life, the more successful you are, you're going to have more people that love you and more people that hate you. It's just important, I think, for fans, just focus on the love, because no matter what direction we go in life, we're going to have haters and critics. The problem is oftentimes we stop and we give the haters and critics too much attention, whereas instead of just focusing on the good and the love with it and just saying you like Cody, he's not going to be for everybody. If Roman would have won, all the people that love Cody would have been talking about how bad Roman is. But Roman did the favors for Cody. Now what did we see? Oh, Roman, we can't wait for him to come back. We love Roman. Whereas if he won, though, those same people would have been, oh, he's so greedy. We hate him. Like, it's just what the people that act that way. It's one of the real negative traits of human beings with it. And it's just, I would just say, just enjoy it. His character. He's loved by some, he's hated by others, you know, and we'll just give it an opportunity, see how it plays out. But he's in that spot right now. He's got the ball. And we'll see how well he runs with it.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, that was it.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate you calling in, brother. Every week we're here. If you ever want to call back in, and I hope you keep listening.
I will.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye, Jeff. Thank you very much. Good calls today, guys. X Spaces, guys, at Ryback. Come join me on X, guys, on my Ryback account, on X, on TikTok here. You guys listening to the Ryback show, you guys want to be on the show, come talk to me right now at Ryback on X Spaces, guys. We're going to take on a stoned Papa Smurf here, see what's going on with him. Papa Smurf, what's up? You just got to hit that speak. There we go.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. Like, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm well. How's life?
It's going good, man. Just picking the bean over here, you know. Hanging out.
What's on your mind today?
Hey, I got a riddle for you.
What is it? And by the way, no cussing, please. We're on TikTok.
All right. What does Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and a good Ethan Page match have in common?
I don't know what.
They've only been seen by weird marks. All right. Nothing? All right.
No, you got to chuckle. You got to chuckle out of me, Stone Papa Smurf.
Oh, nice. That's all I wanted. Have you been talking about John Laurinaitis jumping back on the Vince McMahon wag?
I just saw that, and yeah, we didn't bring that up with Shawnee, that I did see that they said John Laurinaitis has flipped now, and from his stance earlier that he was a victim to he has joined Vince McMahon on their side.
I mean, I think John Laurinaitis is like one of the biggest scumbags.
Yeah, brother.
Of all time.
Anybody that's worked that closely with Vince is. Vince, so what happened is John, I guarantee you, John Laurinaitis just received a very nice payday. Would you probably agree that something along those lines? For a guy with his attorneys to go out and what they did, that he was against him and that he was a victim of it, to then switch months later, because there's something going on with this where they're trying to get this swept under the rug, or they're hoping that it doesn't go to trial. I would say, and I don't know for a fact, my guess would be that Vince paid him off and now he's on Team Vince again to try to get.
I mean, there's also the idea that, like, I would have thought, just based on his character type and, you know, cheating on the Belichick twins' mom when she had cancer and all that stuff, he obviously is the informant type, right? So he would be the type to try to get out of whatever consequences.
John was always good to me over the years as far as rehiring me, but he wasn't good on it. He was a company man, and he got put in that position by a lot of people always wondered, how did this guy that didn't really have that successful of a wrestling career as far as, you know, he wasn't really that good, or he was kind of goofy, like, and how did he end up in this really powerful position? Well, the story supposedly, and like, he was able to, and I don't know how he got into it, but he was able to get back in when Vince and them bought WCW, and Vince put him in that position of head of talent relations when he took over from Jim Ross. He was able to, he was like really slimy and sleazy of undercutting guys when there was no more competition. Laurinaitis played a big part in supposedly getting guys signed for really cheap, where guys had they had nowhere else to go. And so they were lowballing talents. And that was the beginning of Vince and WWE really, really lowballing talents and not paying people what they were worth. And John was figured in with that. And so that's the type of individual that he is. And that's why he stayed around for a long time.
Do you think there's a possibility that he is an informant right now and he's going back on Vince to try to get more information?
No, I don't. I think, no, knowing how close he's always been with Vince, I think he got paid off. And I think he's probably, Vince probably has convinced him that they think that if he joins them and they, like, would they put out the things, they're already trying to attack her character. And this is like it's the same playbook they do with everything, with all of it, to try to take away her credibility, that they're going to try to get this probably taken care of without it going to trial. If it goes to trial, so much is going to come out where I think even more people are going to lose their jobs. And we've already seen is the Bloom guy, the guy that was close. He was another WWE person has resigned that was very close to Vince. He was one of the most powerful people in the company. He's now also gone. Is it Brad Bloom or something of that? I can't apologize if I'm wrong, but I believe it was something Bloom. He's gone from WWE now, you know, with that on top of multiple other people that were close to Vince. I think they just want Vince. They want to avoid this going to trial because it's probably, if it does, it'll probably save Hunter's job. And if it doesn't and things go to trial, I think it's going to be revealed that a lot of people are involved that knew a lot about this. And so I think John is the type that will take a payday to do bad things, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I did hear something about Hunter that during this whole time that the relationship between Vince and Janelle was going on, Hunter was out with his heart condition.
That this whole thing, though,
in the company,
I don't know. I don't know the time, but that thing went on for quite a while. And he, even though you don't think so, Stephanie was still there. So Stanford headquarters is not in that the old headquarters, and it was a big place, but their offices are all right next to each other.
Yeah.
They're all like, and everybody in that, like, and Vince was sharing photos and like that. Anybody that knows, and I know, and the people that work for the company know the culture of the company, knows that everybody knew what was going on. There's not one person in that building that didn't know what was going on. So it is in the, for Hunter and Stephanie, it's just common sense that you don't think that they had conversations about Vince, and they were all part of it and accomplices to it. Vince was calling the shots. Vince, this is the culture, whether they liked it or not. And they had their own other things. It's the culture of the company. They all were accomplices to it, whether they wanted to be or not. And they didn't do anything about it because that was the culture of the company. Vince always got his way and did things with it. And people, because even that they knew, hey, eventually, hopefully he's gone and we take over. They played a huge part in all of that. So that's why this is where I'm saying, and there's other stuff that they've done that's not right. It's anybody that's tied to Vince, and they've all been tied to Vince for so long, it's not good. It's all part of that negative toxic culture. And that's what people, I think they're afraid. They're kind of just going about it as more comes out, people leave. And I think right now they're probably walking on eggshells with Hunter and Stephanie, and they're not out of the, they're not in the clear yet. I don't care what anyone says with all of it. And we're going to, and I could, hey, they could get this thing swept under. Maybe Vince finds a way to pull this one off again, and maybe they save their jobs. But there's a real chance, I believe, that stuff gets out further and then other people are going to have to leave. So, but we'll have to wait and see. This thing's just beginning. It hasn't, you know, but John flipped. That's for sure, that John has switched. So John, who was just a victim, and you'd have to ask yourself, so like, why was he a victim? And now why is he all of a sudden not a victim and on Team Vince? And how is she now the bad person when he's already come out and said that that wasn't the case? He got paid off. That's why. Yeah, and he has a history of doing it. So
it's just absolute craziness.
When you have that much money, you get out of that. The money gets you out of a lot of trouble different times. Whether this is just this, a lot of stuff got out, but Vince, you know, they're hoping that, you know, he knows a lot of powerful people. They're probably hoping to, and what I know with what they tried to do with me and they failed, they tried to break me though. They try to mentally break you. And that poor woman, I don't know how tough she is, but they're going to probably try to mentally break her where she just agrees to something behind the scenes. And that's why he started attacking her character to try to start getting her hate and to get it. He's going to try to ruin her life forever with what they're doing. This is what he does. And then in hopes of she cracks and goes, I don't want this anymore. And then he pays her a sum and then it all goes away. So that's what we're kind of waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, but it is interesting. It is interesting.
It is. It's life. It happens in other things, but he's, I just tell you, and I guys, people think like I'm bitter and all these things on different things. I was fighting for my life. These people are not like, he's not a good human being. This is where in like, it's messed up, man. So, you know, but karma always comes around. I believe the truth always wins. I'm a big believer in that. And even if he finds a way out of this in time, the truth will be fully known. So, you know, it is what.
Yeah. Hey, Ryback, is there any chance that you'll ever go on the Cafe de Rene podcast with Dupree?
Oh, I don't know, brother. I just do all my own stuff. I'm not really, me and Renee always got along. I have no hate towards anybody. I do my lives every day. I'm tapped out on talking. And there's nothing me and him can talk about that I haven't already talked about. So
it would just be interesting because you guys are like more of the hardcore wrestling podcast. So it'd just be, I think it would be over, super over.
No, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really care like about, I just don't. I'm not, you know, I tell my truth on here. I do my deal. I don't do any interviews really with anything. I just don't, I've everything I talk about, I've already talked about so much with all of it. And, you know, I don't know too, like, I don't know his story of what happened with him and why he left and whatnot. And I'm kind of like, I'm in the position, I've never needed anybody. I can just kind of do my own thing and be happy. And, you know, it is like, my goal is to go back to wrestling to some capacity too. So like, I've never tried to, like, I don't shit on the industry. I love wrestling. I tell the truth about Vince and WWE because what they did to me. So that's it.
Yeah, man. And you ever think about calling, like, Christian Cage's got the peeps, you know, Hulk's got the Hulkamaniacs. You ever think about maybe trademarking the Rymarks?
Nah, we've got the Rybackers, brother. So we're running strong over here in Rybackville.
What about your brother, Mark? What was it, Mark E something?
Oh, Mark for life, Mark for life.
Oh, Mark for life, dude. I miss your brother, bro. I wish he would come back maybe soon.
Maybe he'll make. Maybe he makes his debut on AEW, doing a segment on AEW.
I like that.
Marking out with Mark for life.
Yeah, man. He's giving out stars, man.
We'll see what happens. Never say never. That may be my Bray Wyatt character of having my alter ego at some point.
Yeah, dude. Just giving out stars, you know, marking out. I love it.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Mark for life star ratings every week. That would be a hit.
That would be classic.
Just kind of a run on Meltzer, so we'll see. But Papa Smurf, brother, thank you for calling in, and I hope you have a great weekend, man.
See you later.
Right. Papa Smurf, guys. Guys, you want to call in, guys, at Ryback on X Spaces to be a part of the Ryback show. Taking a look here, guys, on Ryback TV here real quick. I appreciate all of you guys. Yeah, I'm pulling guys for AEW with everything they're going, and we'll see what happens. I got a lot of people there I get along with really well, but I've stayed away purposely from wrestling. I'm running my life. I was in the fight of my lifetime with having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to win my name from WWE. With them, everything was social media, and we're still dealing with problems. And I keep going. I'll never stop. But I've got to get my shoulder. I work on it relentlessly. I had a great day yesterday. Broke up a lot of scar tissue. I'm getting better and stronger. I'm 290. I think I went to bed at 293 pounds yesterday and very lean. My cardio is sky high. I'm doing everything I can do. And I'm working on my shoulder 4 days a week, give it 3 days off on the weekends, and do my 24-hour fast once a week and just running my business, making money, getting ahead now after all the years of having to spend on attorneys and everything. And we'll see what happens. I'm good and vigilant. I own my name. I own my brand. If I can get a licensing and merchandising deal, I want to see if I can be able to come back and part of a deal with that. I'll get an agent and we'll see if we can make something happen. But I'm very happy away just speaking the truth right now and living life. And we'll see. We'll see what comes in the future. Vasil, what's up? Welcome to the Ryback Show.
Hey, Ryback.
Hey, what's up?
Do you regret any of your time in WWE, or were you happy to be part of the experience?
No, I mean, obviously, I made the decision to go there, and I wanted to fulfill a something I always wanted to do from a very young age. There were ups and downs, and I'm grateful for the things that I was able to get out of it, some of the relationships that I got out of it. It sucks because I always loved WWE. I loved them when I was, even despite them doing the things that they did to me and taking away opportunities and forcing me to drop the malpractice suit and lying to me on different things over and over, I still did everything for them. I did all the media for them. I had a lot of responsibilities, and I was used on everything. And people don't, you know, for 4 years straight, I was on pretty much everything and figured in, always doing media, did main events from the beginning to the end, pretty much of my time there at different shows and worked various roles, and I'm grateful for a lot of things. I wish things would have been different. It frustrates me that they weren't, and I know why they weren't with it. And it was, I always had a positive outlook on everything. And people there in the company would even tell me, they go, you're too positive. You're too nice with what they're doing to you. And so that was where, when I made the decision finally, F you guys, I'm going to speak up and I'm going to hold it down because you guys, I'm done. And it was 4 years of them stabbing me before I finally said that. And with the injuries and everything, and I had to get away. But I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful. I've got people know me, and I've met a lot of really good people out of it. I always loved the interactions with the good fans, people that knew that when I, after shows, and the people that know that here, that I would stay after and sign for everybody after shows every time, no matter if I had to drive 3 to 5 hours, whatever it was, man, I always, took time for the fans and the good people, and I gave every match that I had, everything I got. So there's, you know, no regrets, man. No regrets. I do wish things were better. I do wish that it was never, I wish none of it happened the way that it did. But I think I'm also, I say that in the sense of, I wish things were better, but I'm grateful because it's made me who I am. And that I turned negatives into positives. So in that sense, I would not take anything back, because everything that has happened was supposed to happen the way that it's happened. And I wouldn't be where I am without it. So
thank you, Ryback. It was just a pleasure speaking to you.
You're welcome, buddy. Thank you for calling in. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you guys calling in at Ryback on X Spaces on TikTok, Ryback TV. Follow me on Twitter, X Guys at Ryback. You'll see the X Spaces, the Ryback Show live call in right here. You'll see that title. You just click on it. You hit that request button. You get in the queue, guys. We'll get you guys on. Nick Jones here. See what Nick Jones has to say. Nick, welcome to the Ryback Show.
Hello,
Ryback. Nick, how you doing?
It's nice to see you again. Thank you for not making fun of me because I can't speak English very well.
No, I would never do that, buddy. What's your main language?
Romanian.
Well, you speak two more languages. You speak English better than most people would be able to speak Romanian. So I appreciate you.
By the way, did you see my message on YouTube Live?
I did not know. I've got multiple screens running here at once, so I can't.
I guess it's too long. The reason why CM Punk got hurt by you, not because of you, is because you did not stay more at FCW NXT for control on your power, on doing power bombs. When you do power bombs, you put too much power on it. You understand what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't follow. So what? Okay, I understand you mentioned power bombs, but okay, what now?
Yes, you put too much power in it, and you don't have control when you do it. That's why you should have stayed more at FCW NXT for control and precision of your moves.
So, okay, who needs to learn control of their moves?
You should have stayed more for more control on your power.
So you're saying I needed to be in developmental longer and learn better control of my moves?
Yes, because you hurt CM Punk by accident, not because you meant it. And CM Punk, of course, took those thoughts at you.
Nick, let me just ask you this, Nick, because I was there. Do you think that if I had no control over my moves and that I was dangerous with my moves?
No, I did not say that you are dangerous. I said that you needed more to learn more control of.
Nick, I'm telling you this from experience. I'm asking you a question. I just want you to give Do you think that if I needed to learn more control over my moves, do you think that I would have worked with people like John Cena and Chris Jericho and other top people from the beginning to the very end of my career? Do you think and I'm telling you this, not once in my career did anybody ever pull me aside. I'm talking from producers to the Vince or anybody. Never once did anybody tell me that they go, hey, you need to learn how to do this better. Not once. Instead, people trust. I'm going to ask you because I want. Do you think a guy like Kane, who is a big, legit, badass, huge human being, do you think people like Kane would trust me to powerbomb him or gorilla press him over my head if I was dangerous?
No, I never said that you're dangerous.
But I'm saying, it's a result of not knowing how to control my moves. I do know how to control my moves, and one person lied.
Your power, I said, not your moves. If you control your power, you can.
I agree with you, Nick, but I agree with you, but I do know how to control my power, and I'm very good. I'm one of the best in the world at it, which is why I make people believe I'm so believable with it.
By the way, right back.
Hold on. But has CM Punk, just so you know, CM Punk is proven to be a liar on many different things already. Yes or no?
He's overreacting because he's a bit skinny, but who is not skinny?
But I appreciate you though, Nick. I know you probably like CM Punk and you want to believe everything.
No, I don't like CM Punk just because I like him just because of his promos.
That's fine. You're more. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
I still like you more because you are a positive guy, just like Matthew Perry.
Thank you. What? You just don't. You just want me to learn how to control my power bombs a little better.
Yeah. By the way, you know who Matthew Perry was, right? A positive guy from the TV show Friends.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah. I watched that show a little bit when I was younger, so.
If Matthew Perry passed out this year. Can I ask a question about an experience with Bray Wyatt? He also passed away last year.
Yeah, he did. What about him, though?
Bray Wyatt, could you tell me how it was working with him backstage?
Yeah, no, Bray was great. Everybody loved him. Me and him always joked around all the time, and
I know,
right? he was a really good human being.
My God, I cried when I heard the news.
Yeah, I know a lot of people did. He was a great wrestler, but he was a great human being, more importantly. So he will be forever missed, and I think his legacy is going to continue to grow. And I'm excited for Bo Dallas on Backlash tonight to come out and hopefully carry on the legacy of Bray Wyatt.
You know, Ryback, I wonder how great would have been if Bray Wyatt faced Sting instead of Undertaker. And Bray Wyatt went over. That would have been rocked him to the sky immediately.
Yeah. Well, Nick, I thank you for calling in. We're here every week. If you've got new questions next week.
I have a question. Could you put me just like you put scene on YouTube? I would like to talk more with you, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Nick. I'm going to take another caller here right now, though. And next week, okay. If you've got another question, you're more than welcome to hit that cue button. And
okay.
All right, buddy.
Right back.
Thank you, Nick.
I will give you a big hug. And make sure to check
AJ. I'll try not to hug you too hard and hurt you.
Make sure to check out AJ Styles against Dusty Rhodes and leave a review there, please.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Love you very much.
Thank you, Nick. All right, Nick. Thank you very much, buddy. I always appreciate you guys calling in. We've got Marissa here. Let's bring on Marissa to the show, a female caller. Marissa, welcome onto the Ryback Show. What's going on?
Hey, Ryback. How are you?
I'm well. How's life?
It's good. Sorry, I'm just a little nervous.
It's all right. We're all just people talking.
For sure. My husband and I are huge fans of WWE. And, oh my gosh, I'm only going to start crying. I'm sorry. Ryback, I'm going to be honest with you. You really are one of my favorite
Thank you.
Wrestlers.
I appreciate that greatly. A lot of good people out there.
What did you like most about, I think I heard you say it before, but I forgot. Because I was just so excited to talk to you. What was your least favorite part about the WWE?
My least favorite part is, I think obviously, and I think a lot of people probably that do this, is just how long you're gone away from home. I think just constantly, and it's part of it. We all know what we're signing up for when we're doing that. But I don't think I fully understand it now. That I don't think you really fully understand it when you're young, is the sacrifices that you make getting into it. Like as far as the things that you miss along the way. And like friendships, and like it's you end up like you just don't. And again, and the business is a little different now with AEW and the schedule being better, but like WWE, a lot of the guys, you're just gone for all of it. You're not really, and even when you're home, you're not really home, because you're constantly just going. It's Groundhog's Day every day, over and over. Of a different city, a different rental car, a different airport, a different arena. And then you have different people that you meet, but it's usually the same interactions. it's all positive usually of people happy to meet you, but it's like, it's kind of just a very repetitive pattern of that and being alone or like just gone in hotel rooms. And now it's different if you're like married and have your partner. That's very few people on the road though. Most people are alone. And that's where you kind of see the bad habits, and it's an empty life in a lot of ways. But even though people know you, it's like and you make money, but you really can't even do anything with your money. Because like you get a house, but you're never really there. You get nice cars, but you're never really driving them. You're driving rental cars. Or if you have a bus, you're on the bus for some of the people. Again, that's a very small amount, only a few people of that. That's the hardest, probably the least favorable part that I'm so happy I'm away from now. But you have to do that for a while to get a name. And I'm grateful for that experience to have gotten a name. And I put in that time to do it. But it wears on you. It wears on your soul. It wears on your body, physically, mentally, your relationship. That's why most relationships don't work, because you're not there. How can they work if you're never there?
That's very true, Ryback. And
yeah.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I first found out about wrestling, wrestling is WWE, sorry. When I first found out about pro wrestling, I'm like, how long has it been since you've been in the WWE?
I left it's been almost 8 years to the month. I left in May of 2016. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
A year right after I graduated high school.
Yeah. So it has been a minute now.
And Ryback, I'm following you on TikTok as well, as you see me like popping your live every now and again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I have a good time on there, on the live.
Ryback, I heard about, I hope I'm wrong about this, but Roman Reigns, he's the, he was the travel chief, wasn't he?
That is correct.
And, well, I know I'm not going to be wrong about that, but is it true that the guy behind Roman Reigns actually has, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, is it true he has leukemia?
No, I think, yeah, well, he has. He's had it throughout his life.
Aww.
Okay, but he's in remission, and I think he's more than fine. There was a period where he left WWE during the pandemic, where that it was, and yeah, where the things were a little iffy. But yeah, he's a great human being, great guy. I'm a big fan of his in the ring and behind the scenes, and I'm happy for all of his success. I've seen it all from him from when he got signed to him coming up and working with him in the Shield over and over, and tagging with him a little bit later in my career. There, we did some tag matches together. Babyface matches, me, him, and Dean, and he's a great guy, man.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Ryback, my husband's actually sitting downstairs right now. Is it okay if I can bring him on real quick?
I would say I want to take one more call here before I wrap up this week's show. I don't mind if you just, I'll say hi to him real quick though here, just because we are on a live show.
Give me one second, Ryback. Hey, honey. Hi, pause your show real quick. Guess who I'm on live with? I'm actually on live with Ryback. The WWE guy, Ryback. Say hi.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness.
It's the real Ryback. It's the real guy.
Is it right if I say your actual name?
We're on the Ryback show right now. What's my actual name?
It's Ryan.
It was Ryan. It's legally Ryback now, but you can call me Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah, I don't get upset over it. I don't. It was my, yeah.
Ryan.
Ryback, I want to let you know that
I'm like shaking.
I really enjoyed your short time in the company. I'm just going to say the company because of.
He left in 2016, the year after I graduated high school.
Yeah, I remember watching your character, and honestly, you really had a lot of gifts and talent, man. You were incredible in the ring.
I
agree with that. My husband got me into this wrestling thing, and I've been following The Rock. I've been following you. I've been following Rhodes or Cody. I've been following pretty much everybody in the ring, and I think you guys, wow, you guys are human just like the rest of us. And I'm like staying here trying not to cry right now because it means so much to me.
Oh, you're welcome. No, I appreciate that. We all are, and we just end up doing different jobs or different things throughout our lives. And no, I'm very appreciative of you guys, and we're on every week. You guys are more than welcome to call in. We go live every Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay. And I do have one more request before I hop off.
Okay.
Is it okay if I can get a follow back on TikTok from you?
On TikTok? When I see you pop in on the live, I'll be on live later today. Let me know that you were on the show here with me.
Okay.
All right.
We love you, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Marissa. I hope you and your husband have a great day, and appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. I know you're
really busy.
You're welcome, guys. I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
No worries, Ryan. We'll talk to you later.
Talk later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Great people, guys. Great people. I appreciate all of you guys calling into the Ryback show. X Spaces, guys, at Ryback here with that. I think with that, guys, that's gonna wrap up today's show. We're approaching an hour and 40 minutes. Shawnee had to get off a little early with the drive and the sound on that. But every Saturday, guys, we're live on TikTok at Ryback, live on Ryback TV on YouTube. And you guys can call in at X Spaces here at Ryback. We'll get more and more of you guys on. We're dealing with the difficulty being seen on X. I don't know. The account has been very, very low. And we're doing everything we can. So the best thing you guys could do is just to share it out and check back here every Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. If we know, you guys know I'm recording, you can come in. You got to just find it manually. They're not pushing it out. I'm trying to get answers why this is still going on 8 years later, but we're going to keep fighting the good fight. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. I'll be live on TikTok today for about 3.5-4 hours as well at Ryback on TikTok. We do the live battles. Life is great over there. Very, very thankful for that platform and the opportunities they've given me. That with my Feed Me More Nutrition, you guys. Save 20% discount code YouTube20 or TikTok20. You get a free bottle of my Pumplex City with all orders, guys. Free tub of Pumplex City right now, my non-stimulant pre-workout with all orders. FeedMeMore.com. We're going to be back next week, though, guys. I hope each and every one of you have a great day, a great weekend. And I can't thank you guys enough for all the love and support. The truth always wins. But until next time, Rybackers, stay hungry. And that's the last bite. Feed me more.
Hey, Ryebackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.